everyone. Thank you for joining us. You are listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. Today is Friday, which is a beautiful thing. We hope you're having a great Friday so far. What's new at the Mormon Channel today? We have a new episode of Gospel Solutions for Families that's going to air tomorrow, Saturday, and this is part two of last week's episode entitled Keeping Your Sanity in a Home of Little Ones. Full-time parenting, of course, brings a lot of blessings and challenges. Part two of this episode explores ways to enrich a parent's life with small children at home. In this episode, Brother Matthew O. Richardson from the Sunday School General Presidency interviews Sister Linda S. Reeves from the Relief Society General Presidency and Sister Lorraine A. Roberry from the Primary General Board. And this episode will premiere tomorrow, Saturday at noon. We hope you enjoy and learn something new and fun from this latest episode of Gospel Solutions for Families. Well, today is Friday, and Friday night is often date night. To the men out there, you probably already know that dresses are a pretty big deal to women. Prom, the wedding day, or another special occasion, you name it. Dresses and women, that's a big deal. Ladies, I hope you're nodding your heads right about now. Your wedding dress, big day, right? That dress matters. That's not saying it has to be a super fancy dress or super expensive, but the sentimental and the emotional connection that women usually have with their wedding dress is a big deal. Okay, so imagine it's your wedding day. You're loading up your car and someone steals your wedding dress. Who does that? Well, this really happened to 23-year-old Amanda on the day of her wedding. The dress was worth about $6,000 and had been her cousin's dress, so it mostly had sentimental value to her, she said. So she calls 911 to report her stolen dress. The dispatcher who answered was 28-year-old Candace, who had been a bride a year earlier. While Amanda is relating her story to Candace, Candace is putting herself in Amanda's shoes, thinking how horrified she would be if that had happened to her. So Candace went and asked her supervisor if she could offer to lend Amanda her own wedding dress. Without missing a beat, Candace texted the responding police officer a picture of the dress, who showed it to Amanda on the scene. Amanda and Candace were the same dress size, and the dress fit Amanda perfectly. Candace said that she instantly felt it was a case of divine intervention, and she adds, "I made a new friend today." The pair of friends met up after Amanda's wedding, and it was really touching to watch. It's one of those stories that gives you a lump in your throat as you're watching it. The kindness of a complete stranger to someone else. Wow, there's just nothing like that. They did a video of their meeting up, and it was really touching. And this is from an article we pulled from abcnews.go.com entitled Stolen Wedding Dress Crisis Averted Thanks to 911 Operator. And it was from August 16th, 2013. There's a quote from President Thomas S. Monson, who is the prophet of the church, that we'd like to end with today. And this is from the December 2003 Ensign from an article entitled The Gifts of Christmas. Now, we know it's not Christmas time, but it's a really good quote. So here's what he said. Our opportunities to give of ourselves are indeed limitless, but they are also perishable. There are hearts to gladden. There are kind words to say. There are gifts to be given. There are deeds to be done. There are souls to be saved. Go, gladden the lonely, the dreary. Go, comfort the weeping, the weary. Go, scatter kind deeds on your way. Oh, make the world brighter today. Isn't that a great quote? We just never know when, on a seemingly ordinary day of our life, we may be able to help someone else, like this 911 operator. Here she goes to work. She's probably thinking about work, and then someone calls in distress, and she's able to help. We just never know when that type of a situation might come to us as well. That's the message that we wanted to share with you today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled The Right Place, and it's featuring the group Beyond Five. From all of us here at the Mormon Channel, we hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend, and we look forward to being back with you on Monday.
You can climb this mountain, cross the wildest sea. Only takes a little bit of power lives inside you to reach your destiny, though it feels a million miles away. Don't lose hope, though your dreams seem out of reach. Don't give up, you're right where you're supposed to be. This is the right place to start. No matter where you are, don't wait another moment.